Marge Sipla, are you ready? Welcome back to the show, Marge. How are you today?
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Marge is...
And I just want to say, I actually watched part of that basketball game, too, last night. I watched the last 20 minutes. I am not a basketball person. So, yeah, I even watched part of it, too.
It was kind of exciting, wasn't it?
It was. It was. Ray and I both watched it together. Yeah.
Marge is a regular listener to the show who, when we started doing speed jokes over 4 years ago, started to write them down. We didn't realize that until she reached out to us one day and said, well, here's my favorite 1,000. And so we asked her to keep track each month and help us pick a joke of the month. Now, Marge, I have some from the month of March that I like. Let me just bounce a couple of them off of you, okay?
Sure.
All right, tell me if this is the joke of the month. My dad got a new hearing aid this week. He said, it's top of the line. It cost me a fortune. I said, what type is it? He said, 230. That's a pretty good one, Marge.
But you That's did... a good one. I had that one's in my file. That one's on my file.
But we asked you for the joke of the month, and you said it's not that one, right?
No, but that was like a that was close. That was a close up there to, for my list.
What about this one, Marge? Alice from Aurora never goes out. She just sits outside reading a book on her north balcony every evening. So if you're out there at night, you can look up to the north and see Aurora's boring Alice. All right, how about this one, Marge? I just got hired at a guillotine factory.
Congratulations.
Be heading there tomorrow. Huh, Marge, you like that one?
Yeah, I do.
Didn't make your list, though. How about this one, Marge? I've been trying to break up with my girlfriend, Andy.
With the optometrist? How's that going?
Well, not well. Every time I tell her I can't see her anymore, she moves a little closer and says, how about now? We did a version of that joke once before, but I still like that one, Marge.
I do, too.
But I don't think I've played one on my list that coincides with your list. What about this one? Hey, what's more important than the invention of the first telephone?
I don't know. What?
The second telephone. You know what I like about those ones, Marge, a couple of them, is they're really fast. We're in, we're out, we move on, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's what speed jokes are all about, right?
Okay, Marge, give me one of yours. On your list, and I know you have two, what do you think are the two best jokes of the month?
Okay. A Frenchman walks into a cafe with a parrot on his shoulder. Guy in the cafe says, where'd you get that thing? The parrot says, in France, they got a million of them.
Pretty good. I like that one, Marge.
I do, too. That one made me laugh out loud when I heard that one.
That's in your final, too. Marge, let me play another one for you that I thought was pretty good this month.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray the job interviewer, and John Williams will star as the job candidate.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I would say my biggest weakness is not being a good listener.
Come on, Marge.
That one didn't even make my list.
Oh, gee. All right, Marge, you said you like the Frenchman joke. What was the other one you really liked?
Okay, the other one is a guy joke. My day started out bad today. I put my shirt on and my button fell off. Then I picked up my briefcase and the handle fell off. So now I'm afraid to go to the bathroom.
Dave's nodding his head over there.
Yeah, I like that, and I like the Frenchman and the parrot.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Of all the ones you've heard so far,
those
Dave?
Those are the two best.
Steve, how about you?
I liked Aurora's Boring Alice.
I did, too. Kes, are you playing this?
I'm playing, and I also like Aurora.
Aurora Boring Alice.
Yeah.
I don't think I delivered that one that well.
It just says how good it is. The joke
right.
is so strong. It
transcended my weak performance. All right, well, we'll either go ahead, Marge.
Okay. The more I heard that one, the better it sounded to me. I did put it down on my list.
Aurora's Boring Alice?
Yeah, but it didn't make my top two.
No, you like the now I'm afraid to go to the bathroom joke. Everything is falling off.
Yeah, but the Frenchman, I do like the Frenchman.
All right, we will select one of those for the month of March. I'm not exactly sure how the committee's going to go on that, but we always appreciate your chronicling and advice, and we'll do it again for April in about 4 weeks, okay?
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great April.
Marge, thank you for being you. We couldn't do this without you.
Oh, it's so much fun. I keep telling you, it's just so much fun. It's just a joy to do this. So thanks for having me.
That's LaGrange's Marge Sipla. We've got new jokes today. We'll do a short version of speed jokes today. Here we go. Jokes have been sent in, and they're sponsored by Team Hochberg. Jokes have come in from Dan, still doesn't have a mug, he writes, and Brian Pentecoff in Gurnee, and James Wing in beautiful and cloudy and rainy southwest Michigan. Bob Corley from Arlington Heights, now with 50% more humor. Larry Duransky in Chicago sent us a joke. Southside Limey in Oak Forest. Ed Brown Sr. in Homewood. And Dave Hill listening in Jackson, Michigan. I watched the eclipse last year through a colander, Dave.
How'd that go?
I strained my eyes. Hey, Dave, I wrote a song about tortillas. Actually, it's more of a rap. I didn't have enough cereal for a full bowl this morning, Dave, so I mixed shredded wheat with grape nuts.
Tastes good?
Tastes like wicker furniture in a sandstorm. That can't sell beer. Oh, hey, Dave. They can't sell beer at Guaranteed Rate Field this year.
Why is that?
They lost the opener. My favorite teacher as a kid was Mrs. Turtle.
That's a funny name.
Yeah, but she taught us well.
In the following scene,
I got to turn on the music. Hold on. Okay, now go.
In the following scene, Dave Edit will portray Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, and John Williams will star as Toto.
I miss Kansas.
Yeah, well. I miss the rains down in Africa.